Well, I'm in Hackney Downs, and it's been a while since I've done a park, but running about with Poppy. My apologies if I go on, because I now know that I've got 30 minutes on my booze, if I want, so I can just jibber. I've been getting a bit apprehensive or a bit sort of down about the winter and the idea of not being able to come out as in the nice weather with Poppy. But I've just come to the park in the pouring rain. I've got my hat on, which has got a fairly wide brim. I've got my waterproofs on, and nobody else is in the park. So I've just realised it's actually fantastic that it's winter, because we've got all this grass to ourselves, and she's just off. Well, she's chasing a crow at the minute and catching on it, but I think it's just teasing her. It's not taking off much. There it goes. She's doing 50 times the distance of me at full speed. Here, listen, she's coming in. She's crazy. Poppy! Starting to take a bit of interest in a pit bull there. Don't want to do that, Poppy. Yeah. So, I've not been booing as much, but that's because... Well, I mean, when I'm manic, my mind is just... Or when I'm just normal, my mind is a buzz of stuff. But when I'm been like I have been for 2 or 3 months, depressed and gradually getting better at the moment, which is good, but, I don't have that sort of imagination or articulation or any sort of particular... reason. I mean, the obvious thing that you think is, why would I boo? Why do I want to listen to myself being miserable? Why would anyone else want it? That's the sort of feeling that puts you off immediately. So anyway, I'm in the park. I've got my Tilly hat on, which they're the best hats if ever you can get hold of them, from Canada. They're guaranteed for life. In fact, if you lose it off the ship, this is the claim, because they're there for boats, these hats. This one's made of hemp, and if you lose them for whatever reason, or they get damaged for whatever reason, it's £2.99 postage and packing, and they'll send you a replacement. They were quite expensive initially, I think they're about 50 quid or so, but Tilly hats, yeah, they're fantastic. Check them out on the internet. I'm not thoroughly depressed at the minute at all. I haven't been for probably 10 days. Which is really good, but I'm in a different state of mind. I'd probably describe it as a hazy. I've talked in sound wave analogies before, so I guess this one's just barely a blip in terms of the buzz of my brain. On the other hand, I'm grateful for that, because the anxiety's not there with it. Must be the medication, must be good. It's all sort of taking perspective. I don't think we've had an increased offer from this insurance company, but I think we're just going to take it anyway, because frankly we want to move on, and I don't want to be betrothed to some insurance company for the next however many years, taking a monthly sum. I just want to take the chunk that will help us rebuild, so that's what I'm going to do. But we have the woman's on holiday who I'm dealing with, or my wife's dealing with. God, Poppy's just ballistic. She found a tub of chicken, I don't know.
Poppy!
Anyway, yeah, bliss in the park. I mean, it's amazing. A lot of the reasons you come to the park, I suppose, is to enjoy the sunshine. But me, my reasons have all... Oh, Jesus Christ, sorry. She's just run past with a double-sized burger polystyrene thing. Wait there, I'll take the phone from my ear.
Poppy!
No, leave it. Poppy.
Poppy. Oh, I don't think that's happening. Leave it is okay in the house, but when she's double-excited with a pneumatic tail wagging, it's more a kind of chant of the gameplay. Let's go back this way. You can't be going that way with people around.
Come on.
I don't think she's actually eating it. I think she's just ripping it up, which I'm alright. At least it's not got her food in, like I thought. She's funny at home. She will fetch the mail for me every day, no problem. As soon as it falls through the door, if I'm awake around and say mail, she runs to the door, picks up one letter at a time, delivers it back to me, and then at the end she gets a treat. And she doesn't put teeth in it or anything. She's really good. She's got a really light bite, which we've trained her for. But if she goes upstairs and finds a letter off the desk, the first thing she does is try and rip it to pieces. So I don't understand that, but I suppose she's not actually working when she's upstairs. In her mind, she's playing, so she does what she likes. She continues to be a massive, massive part of my life. Obviously, she will do forever, but a focus rather than a part. I've been training her to do bits and pieces. I've been making sure she runs in the park every day, having discovered for certain that it has a massive effect on her temperament. So the vets say you're not allowed more than 45 minutes in the first 9 months, which we just got to. And really, that's supposed to limit for a year, but I'm thinking now, well, okay, she's getting 45 minutes, but she's getting it off the lead. So I walk to the park and can give her 45 minutes off the lead, running around and maybe fetching a stick or a ball. And that's benefiting her temperament hugely. She's just Mrs. Loving Snuggler at home now. She always wants to put her head on your lap. She's really affectionate, and she's getting less whiny when you refuse affection. So yeah, it's all good. I'm just thinking, I think this coat I'm wearing is waterproof. I hope it's waterproof. Oh, it says waterproof, yeah. Right, okay, I'm alright then. I was thinking I'm getting awfully wet, but I'm soaked through underneath this. Oh, Poppy's digging in the sandpit. She's loving this. I tell you, bit of wind, bit of rain, throw a few birds in the park on the floor into the mix, and Poppy's just in heaven. She loves the wind because it blows smells around nicely. And I think she doesn't love the rain, but she's not been out in it that much, and I think it's probably making everything smell more, so she's... Oi! No! Well, it's not big piles of shit, Poppy, at least. She's rolling in the floor. Okay, well, that's a good time to put her lead on, but she might attack me for it. Poppy? I can't even begin to see what you're rolling in, but it's... Okay, come on. Sit. Poppy? No. Oh, bloody hell, I'm going to have to stop this. Alright, I'll stop and I'll upload. Bye. Zoom. I will upload this anyway, so, 'cause it's 8 minutes long. I've just realised I really have gibbered. But for my benefit, I just wanted to record myself talking normally so I can listen back, because I can tell that I'm improving all the time. And it's a good feeling. We've got new plans for up north. We're hoping to go early. And we're planning to buy a property with a barn and turn it into a small TV studio for recording kids' TV programmes in, with very low budget programmes. The idea being that would plug into the sort of increased ease of creating social media by giving people a light studio for easy lighting of photographs and film, and also if what children's BBC often do is they need to do a production and they want in one space and leave a set. But what are you stopping for, Pops? Come on, Poppy, and leave a set there for weeks and weeks to make the whole program in. And so they use these sort of facilities for that, for a cheap way of having studio space that's well lit and power and all the rest of it. It's a simple proposition, and we know of plenty of these facilities in the south because my wife's a production manager, but there isn't many up north, so we're going to try and fill a little gap in the soon to be created market when Children's BBC moves up there. and various other TV companies which are relocating to the north and Midlands. Anyway, it's not a massive investment, so that's why it's a good thing, and it's just part of the property we end up buying. So it's a low risk strategy designed entirely to give me something to focus on and get my head back together and start to not be so afraid of life after my breakdown, when really life before my breakdown was great apart from my job, which was killing me slowly. So generally it's a positive boo, and I'm looking forward to feeling a bit more enthusiasm. That's what I'm missing. Anyway, I hope you're all well. If you listen to my boos, you can't be, by definition. But that's all.